You can show. Alone or with any?
Only alone.
Alone. You don't teach others?
Yes. That time in Mughalambar, all the ladies.
Oh.
She is one.
She did?
Yes, she did.
Oh, very good.
Turning there.
I thought that she was outsider, not devotee.
She's been, for 2 months, she's been teaching the young girls in Mughalambar to dance for you.
Oh. Uddhav went to Mathura. No? And he was so many days with gopis.
Vrindavan.
And Vrindavan. And he saw the glory of Braja, father, mother, sakhas and all, especially gopi. He was with so much time, 3 months there. But why he returned? We heard that anyone goes to Vrindavan, wants to be there and he...
will never return.
Never. Why he returned?
More
louder.
He had some material desires.
Because the gopis have unconditional love for Krishna, but he has some desire in his heart.
What desire?
But he's a jnani, but he doesn't...
What was his desire? Can
he,
you?
He...
No? What? Prajavalla Prabhu.
Says Krishna in reference
to the Bible.
Your name is Dhanabandhu Prabhu, not Prajavalla.
Patar he is doing. Prajavalla Prabhu knows. Why he returned? Oh, very soon you should reply.
The condition
to tell other people about the glories of gopis.
What?
To tell everybody in Dwarika
about the gopis.
About the gopis.
The gopis.
He went back to describe the glories of the gopis. Good idea.
It may be a small region, not really. Can you? What you can? Only support 2 children, 3. Nothing else?
Go and go for it. Go for
it. Oh, Vrinda is the expert. She may tell.
Uddhava, he desired to be a grass on the feet of the gopis, but he felt that he was not qualified to stay in Vrindavan.
Why?
Because their mood is so much higher than his mood, so
he realized
that...
So we should try to be with higher, what higher?
Well, he was there for 3 months, but then he realized that he could not.
Why? What was the reason?
He became so afraid. It looked like there was so much suffering and he became very afraid and he couldn't take the mood of the gopis actually. He appreciated them. But he couldn't enter into their school. He couldn't even pass the entrance exam.
One of the reasons, but not fully.
Krishna sent him.
You cannot.
Your turn has been over.
Your turn is finished.
I had told, yeah. You heard? And now you can. More louder.
No.
Sadeva was not there.
Yeah, he asked the question.
Oh. No, the Gokul should tell.
Because
don't repeat because.
Udhav was of Mathura Bab. His Sarup is of that mood. So he will be naturally, he will only be naturally comfortable in Mathura. If he goes to Vrindavan, as Vrindavan Vilasini said, he will not be able to accept that mood. He will say, he will say that why are you crying for Krishna? He is a supreme.
You left the main reason that I told. You remember?
You were saying that the gopis are of the highest mood, but Uddhav, he sees Krishna in the mood of awe and reverence or opulence mood. Therefore, he can't remain there. He has to come back out again. Only those that are in that loving...
He knows that Krishna is...
God.
Supreme,
God.
Personality.
Supreme personality of God. And he has so much honor for him. And this was in his swarup. Also, one reason that he was fearing, Gopi Raj feeling so much separation. So I should go to Krishna.
Gurudev, is it true that...
Because he was admirer of opulences. And always Krishna like Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person like this, he cannot be in Vrindavan. He cannot tolerate, like Hanuman and others. They cannot be in Vrindavan. They were looking for a far away the glories of gopis and sakhas, but not really touching anything. So they have his
constitutional
form was not for Vrindavan. It was appropriate for Dwarka and Mathura because he has opulence. Any person, even a dog, cat or Vrindavan, they cannot have, oh, that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Never. Sakha, Brajavasi, gopis, all. My friend, my beloved, my, like, these things. So Uddhav went and saw glory, but he returned. Understand? Up?
Yeah.
He's very senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that he's more senior to all others.
Yeah.
When you met Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, in what year?
1975 and 76, 2 years.
75.
Oh.
And you, Prabhu?
72.
Oh. And he's senior. And you?
72.
Very
small.
And you? 72.
72.
But you were not attached with him at that time.
Did you meet him also?
Yes, I took Diksha in 73.
73?
Yeah.
And at that time you were Brahmachari?
Yes. Yeah.
And serving here and there?
Yes.
Why you
get married?
I think the answer.
I will have to return very soon.
Srila Gaura Maharaj said that in Vrindavan there are five rasas complete. In Mathura,
not complete.
In Vrindavan.
No, he said all rasas are with
all rasas, but covered.
It's covered.
There is no shant. No, it is totally covered. Shanti is there. But it is covered with what? Das and Sakha, Basal and Madhur. Like cows. Other places they are like Shant. But in Vrindavan, mother of Krishna. Cops. They are Shant. But in Vrindavan, they are brothers and friends of Krishna. Trees. What they are?
Like
so many kinds of trees.
Flowers.
Creepers like or sakhi. Trees. Like friends somehow. So, Jamuna Pulin. It is of Shantaras, where gopis and Krishna dance, but really not. What they are?
Actually, Srila Gaura Swami said that thing, that Shant is not there in Vrindavan.
Shant is there,
pure,
but covered with all. And Dasya, Shuddha Dasya is not there. Never it can be. Dasya, but mixed with father motherlyhood. And sometimes with Sakya. So, like Hanuman, no Dasya is there. He is pure Dasya. Even the servant of Nanda Baba can kiss Krishna, taking in lap. And Krishna may tell him, uncle, no, with a relation. They can chastise Krishna. So they are mixed with other rasas.
So these rasas, all devotees have some Gyananaiswara, but in Vrindavan this Gyananaiswara is completely covered with prem.
What?
In Vrindavan, the Gyananaiswara of the Brajvasis is completely covered with madhur, with prem.
No. Krishna took mountain, Kirraj Govardhan. What is this? Covered? He took? He jumped in Kalihara, full of poison, which was doing tuck-buck. You understand?
Boiling.
Boiling. And Krishna jumped. What is this?
He showed universal form to his mother.
He showed universal form to her mother. What was this?
More opulence than anywhere else.
He was showing. But Gopi and Sakha, they never looked upon. Oh, this is the thing.
I heard, Gurudev, that opulence, when he shows in Vrindavan, if he shows that opulence in Dwarka and Mathura, that will make their love less. But in Vrindavan...
What I'm telling, you should try to
understand.
Everything is there. Without opulence, there is no pastimes of Krishna. There must be. With opulence, but so much madhurya. That any inhabitants of Vrindavan, they will not look after these opulence, not giving importance. Oh, only this. Oh, Krishna is very strong. My Krishna is so strong. Like that.
So my question is, then Uddhava, the reason he's not seeing that is because he cannot, his vision is not covered with so much madhurya. He has no capacity to...
Yeah. That is why I told that he was in Sirov,
yes.
Thinking that Krishna is supreme.
In his Sirov, he has no capacity to accept that Vraja Prema.
Yes. That is why. Where there is appearance, there is no feeling of madhurya. But appearance will be there in each pastimes of Krishna. But not prominency, prominency of madhurya. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has
explained
all this. Those who tell that in Vrindavan no Aishwar, they are not knowing anything. Chamacham.
Spoon.
But all are sweet.
Because you're so sweet.
Huh?
Because you're so sweet. Sweet attracts sweet.
But doctor doesn't know how so much sweet.
There is rail?
Yes.
Railway line?
Yes, very close.
Sahadev lives in that road, Gurudev. That road.
Just on the other side of the park.
Right next to our house. Sahadev's house is here and the railway line is here.
Why you should not so much play and enjoy, why we should try to do bhajan? Why? If you are going to school, your father, mother giving so much love and affection, what is the need of doing bhajan? So we should not do bhajan.
Only play.
Why? We should eat, drink and be merry.
Tomorrow.
Why? Because you can take help of from your brother. Why? You always, you play more? I know. Only or not?
Yes,
what?
He can.
Who?
He.
He
can tell.
Son, not?
No.
In
Momlemba coming?
Sanjay.
Oh, why?
Sanjay. Come.
Oh, you should tell. Why? More louder.
If we have anything. If we have if we spend more time in bhajans.
Hmm.
Then you're more with Krishna, then you're more with Maya. Then you're more with Maya if you play.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Thank you. What he told?
He told that when you're in bhajan, you're more with Krishna, and when you play, you're more with Maya.
Oh, at least you should tell something. Why? You know, I know that you know, but you cannot speak. This is the thing. You have brought all sweet things. These are all mango.
That's it.
Oh, you are distributing, huh? Mango is very sweet.
Sahadev brought him to Krishna consciousness.
Sahadev is my
he brought him to Krishna consciousness.
You?
Sahadev.
He gave me his friendship through love. And he taught me how to cook. Many things. Then he left.
Have you seen Swamiji?
Yes, Gurudev.
You took first initiation from him?
Yes, Harinam
In what year?
1975.
Where?
Near Canberra. He did it by mail.
Mm.
Don't why not? In Guru Bhai.
Why?
You have to take some medicine.
You take your plate and pack it. You can pack and put it there.
Thus ends the darshan on the morning of the 21st of February 2002 in the house of Ekuntapati in Brisbane. Hare Krishna.